神韵的节目内容紧凑而精彩，带领观众在两个半小时中体验神传文化的美丽多元，令西方财经界人士惊艳不已。请看下面的报道。
阿尼尔·钱温尼是一间行销公司的总裁，他表示神韵典雅柔美的演出引发他想去拜访中国的愿望。
I think it's fantastic. It's a brilliant choreography, the coordination, the creativity, the colors is just fascinating.Really, really beautiful. It kind of takes you to a journey. I've never been to China, so it kind of gives you a very beautiful impression of the country, the people, the culture there. It's very gentle, it's very soft, so it gives you a very good feeling. It makes you want to go there and meet the people and see the country.
杰克·格瑞汉退休前是物流及客服公司的总裁，今天是第一次观赏传统中国古典舞。
The costumes were very flowing, extremely colorful, very enjoyable.And the backdrop was very interesting.
与杰克一起来的塞西利亚·以萨是法院的管理阶层，觉得神韵的演出美不胜收。
The way the dancers move, the flowing gowns, the beautiful rhythmical tone to it, they are so precise, you know, in their movements, and they make everything look beautiful.
银行家出身，在学校教授投资课程的迪克·克罗斯也同样对舞蹈演员的优雅演出留下了深刻的印象。
Dances is really wonderful. It's hard to picture, and this show is remarkable, absolutely unique. There's nothing like it that we've seen, and the dancers are marvelous. The costumes are great.
克罗斯夫人也对神韵赞不绝口。
It's nothing that I have ever seen, and I'm just amazed.
新唐人记者邵可纯、黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
2月13日下午，神韵纽约艺术团世界顶级的一流演出，吸引了50多位红帽协会的成员前往洛杉矶音乐中心一起观赏神韵。请看本台记者发自洛杉矶的报道。
美国红帽协会的成员多是年纪接近50岁的女性，喜欢穿戴红色或紫色的衣饰，参与不同主题的社交活动来联络感情。朱迪·艾芬斯是保险公司资讯部门的安全主管。
Oh, I love the show. Graceful, beautiful, very flowing. I learned a lot. I really did. I wasn't very familiar at all, especially not with some of the stories that they were telling. That was very interesting.I enjoyed that.
居德维斯拉曾为负责房屋贷款的主管，现已退休。
It's very, very interesting, and the costumes and colors, and it's very nice. Oh, the females were so graceful, so beautiful, so flowing. I think the music and that two-stringed instrument that one gal played was very, very interesting.
克里斯提·盖门退休前在洛杉矶县政府工作，有许多亚裔的同事。
This was wonderful to see part of their culture.Well, it's just so colorful and beautiful and just overwhelming. And I love the way they use the screen in the background for the stage setting so that everyone could understand it. That was very nice.
当被问及是否会向亲友推荐神韵晚会，三位女士分别表示
Go see it. Yeah, I thought it was great.
Absolutely worth seeing. Colorful, dynamic, and not to be missed.
新唐人记者文凯、黄文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
美国加州大学洛杉矶分校音乐指挥学的教授夫妇在欣赏完神韵纽约艺术团的演出之后，兴奋地陈述神韵动人之处，并表示七月份一定要带朋友们再来看演出。
唐诺尼温是 UCLA 音乐指挥学的教授，对神韵的演出赞不绝口。
I would just say more beauty than we've seen in anything in maybe ever, maybe ever. The Western music, the Western instruments and the Asian instruments combining.The music was great. The conductor of the orchestra must be very, very, very good because the orchestra was super, totally professional. The tenor blew us away. He was great.
唐诺尼温的夫人是歌唱家，对神韵的数个独唱节目分外欣赏。
They were grand, and you know the tenor in particular, but I love the soprano and the bass.、
Yeah.
You know they just were wonderful, and the instruments were great. But the, you know, the fullness of the Chinese voice.The velvet sound was just beautiful.
神韵的演出让尼温夫妇惊喜连连。
Yes, we had no idea. We knew it was going to be wonderful, but we didn't know it was going to be that wonderful. everything professional. They had a very deep spiritual message, not just about Buddha, but about the freedom of the people. I thought it was all done beautifully. It meant much to us.
You wanted to cry, cheer. You wanted to just go, yay, this is right, this is beautiful. But you were so immersed in watching it that you couldn't. You know, you just had to hold so many feelings inside. But I know that the audience was touched so deeply by so many beautiful things they saw and heard. Just an out-of-world experience. It was just gorgeous.
倪温教授夫妇喜闻神韵七月会再访洛杉矶。
We'll tell everybody to come back in July and see it.
新唐人记者袁科、李维才，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
神韵每年的巡回演出都会包含数个风格独特的传统民族舞蹈，让观众们在短短的时间内一览中土风情，令人着迷。
凯撒琳·雷西是加州州立大学长堤分校的商业法律和商业伦理教授，他一直希望能够造访中国、蒙古和西藏。在看完上半场的演出后，雷西教授对神韵演出的艺术水准留下深刻印象。
I'm enthralled. I'm completely mesmerized and transported to almost another world, and I'm in awe of what they're able to do physically, and I love the dances from the different regions.
雷西教授特别提到关于受迫害的舞蹈。
Well, I did weep during the repressive dance, knowing that that is true. I teach some of those cases. But I think it's a wonderful way for all of us to learn about traditional Chinese culture and religion and dance.
最后雷西教授说
It's very moving and very artistically impressive. It's also very intellectually...enriching, and I hope that we can just all learn to appreciate the richness of each other's culture and religions and spirits. I would tell anyone to come and see it.
新唐人记者蓝红、王慧平，洛杉矶采访报道。
二月七号，一对律师夫妇欣赏过在洛杉矶多罗西钱德勒剧院举办的神韵晚会之后表示。神韵是中国五千年伟大文化的体现，希望有更多的人有机会欣赏到神韵。
诺曼·萨夫曼先生是律师，太太卡门女士是工程师。欣赏过神韵晚会后，卡门女士说
Absolutely divine, it's beautiful, it's breathtaking.
卡门女士欣喜地说，不论是服装、舞步，一切都是那么完美。对此，站在身边的先生深表赞同。
Very much like it. The Chinese culture is great. You know, it's 5,000 years of culture and development, and hopefully, I mean, I think this is the century of China, and hopefully, the Chinese in the mainland will become freer, and it's a great culture, and this is one manifestation of it.
最后，萨夫曼先生略微遗憾地说：“如果有演出 DVD 就好了。”
I wish you had a DVD we could buy, so we could share it with other people, right? But if DVD's better than nothing, you know. If,
you know,
our grandchildren, they girls love dancing, and they would love to see it.
这是新唐人记者蓝红，洛杉矶采访报道。
西方人对西藏的雪域风光一直有着一份浪漫的文化想象。在洛杉矶看过神韵演出后，生态学家艾伦·马凯充满了惊喜。
生态学家海伦·马凯说，演出中的藏族舞蹈让他眼睛一亮，他很高兴中国文化表演能够结合人权的内容。
We're very impressed with the fact that there was a Tibetan message, but the fact that it was there, I think, is bringing the message of the Tibetan people forward. So that's what we appreciated. That we really enjoyed the traditional cultural Chinese dancing mixed with a very strong human rights message.
马凯女士说，演出也让她耳目一新。
I love the costumes, I love the color, we love the glitter. The educational part, which we were not aware of, that the acrobatic elements and the backflips and whatnot were part of traditional cultural dance. We didn't know that. We thought that this was a more modern mixture, integrating ballet with more modern acrobatics. We didn't know it was the other way around. So that was interesting to find out.
马凯女士对音乐情有独钟，她提到中国传统乐器结合管弦乐的效果非常好，二胡非常非常的可爱。当听说这样美好的演出不能在香港表演时，她表示并不吃惊他们会做这样的事。
I think it's too bad that they're going to miss out on some beautiful cultural works. I'm not surprised. I think that this company has to maintain the cultural heritage then of the Chinese people until they're able to bring it back into China again.
这是新唐人记者黄文华、邵可存在洛杉矶的采访报道。
2月7日，家住在加州城县的阿富汗裔商人阿普杜·阿克巴驱车一个小时前来洛杉矶市中心观看神韵的表演。他表示，神韵表现出的神佛对人的看顾让人感动。
阿普杜·阿克巴是一家连锁店的老板，在美国有15家分店。他原以为神韵晚会来自中国大陆，但观看了演出后感到意外和惊喜。
I love anything that unique as a Chinese. Chinese are...have a very rich history. And of course, you know, it is, I suggest that everybody should come and see the show like this. Yeah. Really feel very good. You know, it was really amazing, you know.
阿克巴先生看过许多演出，但是他感觉神韵的表演完全不一样。
I've been in a lot of shows, but it's a completely different show. Especially this piece about the oppression in China that really, 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 you know, made me feel very good, you know, that peopleunderstand what's going on there, you know, and we should do something about it. The piece about the interventions of divine, you know, the Buddhist, you know, which I like very much, and Afghanistan, my country, is the birthplace of Buddha.
这是新唐人记者袁科李维才在洛杉矶的采访报道。
在美国，资深的歌舞剧编导乔治·瑞德曾经担任大学的舞蹈系主任。那么他对于神韵纽约艺术团的舞蹈演员还有交响乐以及背景的完美配合赞誉有加。让我们来看一看本台记者从洛杉矶发来的报道。
乔治·瑞德曾经在许多经典音乐剧如《雨中漫步》、《纽约百老汇》的歌舞剧及电视剧中担纲演出，并曾编导超过40多个音乐剧。
I've been a dancer all my life and I really appreciate what they're doing and 18 of them at a time and very togetherAnd I've done a lot of shows and choreographed and movies and TV and all that, Broadway. And I know how difficult that is. And to get that many people doing the leaps and seconds and so on, all exactly together, is pretty amazing. They're very, very good. And I'm impressed with the orchestra. Whoa, wonderful. No, it's very, very good. And the colors are just magnificent. And I love this stuff in the back, instead of drops and all that, it's pictures. And they even move. It's wonderful. A very nice experience.
令瑞德印象最深刻的是舞蹈演员的技巧和耐力。
Well, their skill and endurance. All the leaps into the men. The women are so beautiful and with very flowing. And the men really go at it. And I appreciate that even more because that's what I have to do.It's magnificent. It's wonderful. We got the tickets as a gift at Christmas. And I'm so glad we got them. It's wonderful. I hope everybody will come look.
新唐人记者蓝红、王文华，美国洛杉矶采访报道。
曾经在中国外经贸部工作的尚女士，在看了2月11日神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶的第六场演出后激动不已。她说从神韵看到了今后的光芒与希望。
尚女士表示，她曾经看过国内外无数的表演，但是从来没有这么感动过。
我看过无数次的 show， 哪都看过，因为以前我们也经常到各国去出差去看，但是我觉得这个是对我影响最深刻的一个，因为她从服装，从那个道具，而且从背景音响，而且它有深度，而且每个演员他都是有一定的功底，我觉得真是不简单。所以我觉得从这里可以看到今后的光芒，今后的希望，这是我由衷的有一种那种，我看着看着我就觉得特别感动，真的，这个是任何手都没有使我这样有这种心情的。
尚女士对女高音黄碧如的演唱印象尤为深刻，她说这个演唱使她的精神得到了升华。
我觉得我今天看的节目我特别感动，真的，尤其是那个高女高音讲那法轮功，哎呀，我真的，我当时心里觉得有一种不知道什么那种感觉，觉得好像有一种升华那种感觉。
新唐人记者周梅、袁科，洛杉矶采访报道。
在美国洛杉矶这个文化的大熔炉，神韵吸引了各族裔、各个文化圈中的观众前来观赏。一位来自立陶宛的出版商在观看了神韵纽约艺术团除夕之夜在洛杉矶的演出后说，这是美的精华，请看报道。
达纳特女士拥有自己的出版公司，她对中国文化并不了解，但是她一定会把神韵推荐给朋友，因为这是美和优雅的精华。
For sure, I would say please watch it because it's like, you know, it's like the essence of beauty and grace. And yes, you know, it's not so often in life we can see that.
达纳特女士表示，神韵的美让她入迷的忘了一切。
I just love the colors. I'm sitting and just I'm so lost in the beauty of it. The dancers, the way they dance, the way they express it with the grace and so beautiful and the costumes. I just love it.
赫南德兹先生是洛杉矶一家电台的经理，他对神韵演出的天幕和舞蹈的巧妙配合印象深刻。
I like it very much. I like the costumes, the color, the visual between what's showing on the screen and how they bring it together with the dancers on the stage. I think it really works very nicely.
新唐人记者洛杉矶综合报道。
马多尼和宾迪分别是来自意大利和印度的珠宝专家，他们看了神韵在美国洛杉矶的演出，感受并体会到其深邃的内涵。下面请看报道。
40多年经验从意大利移民来美国的珠宝设计师安杰罗·马多尼表示，神韵演出前无古人后无来者，尤其特别喜欢其中的一个蒙古舞蹈。
And like I said, the Mongolian part, the one more impressed me because it's very active, very alive, and I like the moment. I know those veils when they move, I know that means a lot too. They just know because of part of the custom, but I know it's a message in thoseveil movements.
看完神韵演出，安杰罗·马多尼还对人类的自由本性颇有感触。
I think the human being should be able to have a religious freedom and to have a free mind to express their own feelings.
珠宝商雅诗文·宾迪则表示，触动他心灵的舞蹈则是仙女在云中披纱表演的舞蹈。
I believe they were the angels of the clouds, and they had the smoke coming on the stage with all of their fans with the clouded feathers. I felt it was very moving and in a very beautiful scene all in all.
雅诗文·宾迪表示，两个小时的演出让他一直处于兴奋状态。
There's just continuous flow of the stories from every segment changing to different concepts, different ideologies. Bringing the religion aspect to the actual story aspect, that was really, really cleverly done.
雅诗文·宾迪还表示，他去年在北京和上海逗留过一年，接触过很多中国文化，但还是被这场演出所触动。
That this is an experience that you don't want to miss. This is a show that you want to be able to be captivated by and enjoy every second of the show.
新唐记者袁科、黄文华，洛杉矶采访报道。
梁女士不仅身为牙医，自己同时也是中国舞的习练者。观赏完2月12日的神韵表演之后，她赞美说，舞蹈不论是编排还是立意都非常出色，是她看过的华人舞蹈中的精品。
牙医梁女士协同同样身为牙医的先生，观看了在多罗西钱德勒剧院演出的神韵晚会后，她连连赞叹说，
这个确实是不是一般的可以比的，不管是从他们的神韵啊，从他们的身段啊，从编舞啊，都非常的出色。
关于舞蹈有关反人权迫害的内容，梁女士说，
中国确实是存在这方面的问题，人权方面那确实你不能跟美国比，首先要强调人，人要有他们的自尊，要有自己的权利，这一点我希望中国人民可以觉醒，而且美国人也可以知道，这一点我希望不要专门单纯的就被他们发展的比较好而掩盖住了。
最后，站在梁女士身旁的先生说
：“I can't wait to come back and see it again. I just found out about July, but it looks like it'll be July.”
这是新唐人记者文华在洛杉矶的采访报道。
神韵在美国洛杉矶的演出震撼了一些对中国文化颇为熟悉的西方朋友，他们赞美说演出表现了对中国多样文化的尊重，并且遗憾中国大陆现在不能看到神韵的演出。
爱丽丝·维拉罗伯女士是著名的动物肿瘤学医师，屡次前往中国，她的先生开设研究公司，雇员全都为亚裔华人。作为广有中国朋友的一对夫妇，他们对中国文化并不陌生。
We are absolutely thrilled. It was so invigorating and inspirational. And I've been to China, and I knew that there were 57 cultures in China, and it was so wonderful to see as many cultures and, you know, different people have a chance to show their beauty and their dancing, and it was just thrilling and exciting and so gorgeous.It is part of the Chinese culture to have such motion with the body. It's stunning. And emotion. I mean, it makes you want to laugh, cry, and the energy dance. It's just wonderful. Absolutely wonderful.
二月丽芙兰对音乐和舞蹈都十分赞赏。
No, it was beautiful. The color and the choreography was wonderful. The dancers were spectacular. I thoroughly enjoyed it. The music was fabulous. The two-string instrument? The arhu. I'm actually looking for...Some recordings of that.
最后，维拉罗伯女士说，大陆现在不能看到神韵演出是一件令人难过的事情。
We recommend this show to everybody. There wouldn't be a person walking away with a disappointment at all. It would be absolutely exhilarating. And such, we have such respect for the Chinese culture. And it makes me sad to know that this show is not available for the Chinese people to actually see. We hope that that would change.
新台记者周梅、王慧平，洛杉矶采访报道。
原来美是可以如此的圣洁和纯净，这是一些艺术家呢在观看了神韵演出之后发出的由衷的感叹。2月13号除夕之夜，神韵纽约艺术团在洛杉矶的演出就再次深深地打动了一批资深的舞蹈家。
It was very colorful, very precise, very beautiful, it was very, very flowy, very amazing.
New world of dance, a lot of history and culture behind it, folk tales andstories, belief, and faith. It's probably the most different that I've ever seen.
克里斯·德维斯小姐是一位专业编舞和舞蹈家。她说，演出的色彩、音乐和所蕴含的精神内涵都让她极为感动。
I was more emotionally touched by colors and sound and the spiritual undertone.And life that was brought to the audience. I was very moved. I had a lot of tears at moments.
德维斯小姐还表示，从神韵的舞蹈中学习到了很多东西。男子阳刚，女子柔美的对比，是阴阳平衡的体现。
And then I loved the female and male energies, like so equally balanced. You'd have these like flower-like etheric pieces, and these very earthy, grounding drum.Male, so the yin yang was very potent and powerful.
瑞克斯·史密斯先生是百老汇舞蹈家，曾经在《西区故事》《亲吻我，凯特》《油脂》等著名剧目中担任领衔主演。
But I thoroughly enjoyed myself. I thought it was wonderful choreography, and the fact that it's steeped in 5,000 years of culture. I was impressed with the dances that had to do with.The limited rights of freedom in China.
新唐人记者洛杉矶综合报道。